California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has pledged to change the way the state incarcerates juvenile offenders. As part of a legal settlement, the Schwarzenegger administration yesterday outlined plans to transform the state's juvenile corrections facilities into safer institutions that educate and rehabilitate. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Judy Campbell reports.
A year ago, court-appointed experts issued scathing reports on California's youth correction system. They found wards were disciplined in small cages, were locked up 23 hours a day, and were subdued with drugs and pepper spray. There were multiple suicides, and videotaped footage captured counselors beating young inmates as they lay on the floor.
Essentially, the youth authority has been nothing more than a training school for gladiators to basically graduate them into adult corrections.
State Senate Majority Leader Gloria Romero has been pushing for reforms for years. Now, she says, the governor has taken a big step.
This marks a commitment to put us onto a path that brings California into a modern era that recognizes that rehabilitation for youthful offenders is the way, ultimately, for public safety and to turn this system around.
The Schwarzenegger plan is short on details. It's a sketch of a new vision based on visits to model programs around the country. The idea is families will participate in treatment and juveniles will be placed close to home. Living units will be smaller, the ratio of staff to youth higher, and correctional staff will act more as counselors than guards. There would be individual assessments of young offenders' needs. Inmates would be involved in constant education and rehabilitation programs. Elizabeth Siggins with the Youth and Adult Correctional Agency says in this new system, wards would be taught to recognize the impact of their actions on others.
The whole group discusses any conflicts that are going on in the dorm. So there's sort of constant interaction, and there's incredible respect for the staff to the youth, for the youth to the staff, for the youth amongst each other, the staff amongst each other. And that's part of what feels so very different.
The hope, Siggins says, is for both a more humane institution and an increase in public safety. The recidivism rate is now over 70%. With better training, she expects fewer juvenile offenders to return to custody. Dan McAleer with San Francisco's Center for Juvenile and Criminal Justice says it all sounds great and familiar.
The Youth Authority will come up with these very nice, well-written plans and make promises about what they plan to do in the future. Until we see an actual plan backed up by the necessary resources, all we're doing is still talking about it.
McAleer points out that in the governor's proposed budget, there is little money to implement reforms and no timelines. Reformers say changes already agreed upon in a legal settlement, such as letting wards out of their cells more often, have not taken place. McAleer and most who advocate reform say California cannot institute true change until its large prison-like institutions are torn down. Yesterday, about 20 parents of juveniles incarcerated in the California Youth Authority protested outside of the governor's office to make that point.
I think that these reforms aren't worth the paper they're written on if they don't include CYA prison closures.
Kim Fowler, whose son is in a youth facility, and other reformers want new, small, community-based rehabilitation centers instead. The administration has made no clear promise to replace the old institutions. Schwarzenegger has requested about $3 million in his budget to study how to implement changes. More details are due in November. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.